Two women were arrested this morning when a group of activists protested at the Spectra Pipeline construction site in the West Village. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more on the story.
This morning at Ganswort and Hudson River near 12th Street in New York City, 50 activists demonstrated at the construction site of the Spectra Energy Pipeline. The company began construction earlier this week. Within 12 hours, a large barge had been set on the south pier. During the demonstration this morning, five activists crossed the barricade and blocked the workers from bulldozing for about 2 hours. Three hopped back over the barricade, but two women stayed. One of them is Sandra Kapanen, who spoke with us late this afternoon about her arrest.
We intended to blockade the bulldozers, and we went out and we had lots of banners, and we were looking for an opportune moment, so five of us jumped over the barricades that they'd set up along the bike path, and we sat down right in front of the bulldozer on the ground that's already been torn up, and we were doing mic checks and talking and chanting, and then we were told that we would be arrested and there was discussion, so we left. But then another protester, Monica, and I jumped back over the barricade and sat back down in front of the bulldozer because it just felt like the right moment to do it, and that's what we had intended to do. And we were arrested shortly thereafter, and the arresting officers were very kind, and it was said they were just doing their job. But I am very glad that I did it, because this is one issue that everybody, if they care about New York City's water supply and about the keeping New York safe, people have got to come out on this issue. The numbers must grow on this. So I am glad to have been arrested, and I just hope many, many more people will come out to oppose this crazy pipeline and fracking in New York State.
And what were you arrested for? What was the reason?
Trespassing at a work site. We got a summons, and they said that if we were arrested again in the future, the charges will be trumped up. But we were lucky today. But I feel that this is one issue. People check their conscience, and if they, you know, if it's the right time, I encourage people to blockade the construction of this pipeline, because we must stop it, and Cuomo must ban fracking in New York State.
The Spectra pipeline is a 30 to 40 inch diameter high pressure pipeline which will run along New Jersey shoreline through the edge of Staten Island, under Jersey City and across the Hudson River, entering New York City at Ganswort, transporting natural gas from the Marcellus Shale drill sites in Pennsylvania. The project was approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Ken Gale, host of Ecologic, was at the demo today and spoke to one of the workers who said they were digging a new sewer line. Gale suggested Spectra might be lying about the project, even to the workers, and left one of the workers a flyer about fracking. In June, the mayor of Jersey City, Jeremiah Healey, said he was filing a petition requesting a hearing over the pipeline because he questioned the constitutionality of FERC, since the agency is entirely funded on fees generated by energy companies. Mayor Healey has argued for 2 years that the pipeline, with a possible pressure of 1,200 pounds per square inch, is the first of its magnitude in a densely populated area, and he says he doesn't want the pipeline running under the city. Donna Stein is the president for New York City Friends of Clear Water, who was also at this morning's demo.
We are very scared and upset that the Spectra pipeline is breaking ground in New York City, totally against the wishes of the too few people who know about it, and against environmental impact statement that has never been done, and the full information about the Spectra pipeline going in, all aspects of it, have not been brought to the public. We were not surprised, but we should be surprised that so few people who were even going by bicycle or with baby carriages even know about what's coming in to New York City from Spectra Pipeline. It's a very scary thing that's happening. This pipeline that's coming in is a similar pipeline, a similar high-pressure 30-inch pipeline, was in San Bruno, California in August of 2010, and it blew up a four-story deep hole in the ground, destroying homes, killing people. If a similar close accident to that happened in New York City in the West Village, it's coming in at Gansford Street, right at the foot of the High Line. If a similar accident like that happened in New York, it would not only destroy the West Village, but it would seriously damage New York City's economy, New York City's, and kill so many people. I mean, it's mind-boggling the risk that they're taking, building this pipeline, coming into New York City, right by a children's playground, right by the new Whitney Museum, right by the High Line. All of that is in the blast zone.
Activists are rallying at the construction site at the time of this broadcast, and Stein says they're having a potluck family lunch on Sunday, September the 9th, at the same location. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.